You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, we're talking about vaping, and for decades we've known the devastating toll of traditional cigarettes, nicotine. But today, a new cloud is hanging over our public health systems, and often marketed as a safer alternative or even a smoking cessation tool. Vapes and e-cigarettes have exploded in popularity, especially among a young generation. I'm not sure about your side, but they may not realize the cocktail of chemicals that they are inhaling from those substances. Now, from nicotine addiction to the mysterious long-term effects on the developing brain, the reality of vaping is far from harmless steam. And so today, we want to peel back the flavored vapor to look at the clinical facts behind the hidden, rather hidden, and the hidden dangers, as it were. Now, Doc, there's a common perception that vaping is safer, 100% safe, some say, or at least significantly safer than smoking cigarettes. But what does the latest evidence say about this? Please take us through.
The evidence is that it is not safe. In case network should cause, let us keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Let's hide that very, very well. Yeah, it's in vogue that it's safer, it's cleaner, and even cooler. But it's not. Some people will say, I don't smoke, I just vape. Well, it's not better than smoking. It's just a different kind of harm. Mm. That's what it is. Because when something is in vogue, we need to search it out, find out exactly what is going on. Is it true? Well, in this case, we have vaping, yeah, electronic devices. It's cool, but it's not healthy. In fact, it is very harmful.
Mm.
As you said, they call it e-cigarettes, vape pens, pods. I mean, all these names, you have this aerosol that is inhaled. Right in the liquid, there is nicotine.
Ooh.
Nicotine, the addictive substance in cigarettes.
Mm.
So once they start napping, that is it. It's as addictive as cigarettes. Then they put flavorings. The devil is so tricky.
Mm.
They put flavorings. So you smell mint, you smell candy, you smell fruity, and that is inhaled into the lungs, and it destroys the cells of the lungs as much as nicotine destroys the cells of the lungs. And then there are other chemicals that are not seen and are not even tasted, and yet they are there.
Mm.
Well, there's no burning, that is true. There's no ash, you don't need an ash tray. But because there's no smoke does not mean there's no danger. So this assumption that there's no smoke and no danger is entirely false. It is not true at all.
Mm.
So people think it is safer. Unfortunately, it is not. There is wonderful marketing. Be careful with marketing, dear listeners.
When
they market this product, they use clever words in the marketing.
Mm.
But it doesn't smell like cigarettes. It is sweet, attractive flavors. It's modern. It's clean. As you said too, some even try to use it to quit smoking. No, it's just another form of addiction. Compared to traditional cigarettes, yes, they claim there are fewer toxic chemicals. Really? They've claimed there are fewer harmful things in it. Really? Well, research is showing us, evidence is showing us that these are not true. Vaping is poison. Can we say it a little more than that? It's poison. It's poison. So people who do it, they get addicted to nicotine because they contain nicotine. And sometimes even more nicotine in it than cigarettes. So nicotine hooks the brain. It's addictive. It raises blood pressure. It affects memory and concentration. And then you keep coming back for more. Especially for young people, it disorganizes and disrupts because it destroys brain cells. And it destroys the lungs. It is dangerous. Oh, yes, it may smell like sweet mango, bubble gum flavor. And so we think it is harmless. No, it is not. In fact, we are told from research to find what's in it that it has heavy metals like lead and lead and nickel. It has toxic chemicals. It has ultra fine particles that go deep into the lungs. Why will we go for this marketing and then submit ourselves to this? We need to get our young people to be well educated about this because the substances in vaping is even more dangerous if we look at it closely than in cigarettes. Have you heard of smokers cough? Those who vape, they have that same cough.
Okay, all right.
They do. Because it does a serious injury to the lungs, especially in young people. It distorts their breathing. Their breathing would definitely not be normal, natural again. And harder to stop because it's addictive. The vapor is not water. No, it is not water. Some people think, oh, it's just water, it's aerosol. No. It is not harmless. It is really aerosol that has a mix of chemicals and particles in it. So some say, oh, it's just vapor. Don't believe it. It is not just vapor. That is so inaccurate. So the question is, should we choose between vaping and cigarette smoking or use vaping to get off cigarette smoking? No. This is not a choice between one bad thing and one good thing. Both of them are bad. Both of them are destructive. Both of them are poisonous. Both of them should be left alone. Both of them are extremely dangerous. No debate about this. And that, oh, you are exposed to fewer toxins. Well, fewer does not mean less harmful. It still means that the substances are harmful and they are addictive. So, vaping is not better than smoking. Vaping is harmful, very, very harmful. Many people will never have stopped smoking, they say, if they now begin to vape. But it's the same thing. In fact, some people who vape, they end up smoking because they want more of the addictive chemicals.
My
Yes,
goodness. My
they start
goodness.
smoking. So it creates new users of nicotine. So the thing is, if you have never vaped, if you have never smoked, don't try any of the two because the two are dangerous. Research, real life patterns, they show something that is very worrying. Many young people are beginning to vape and they move from vaping to cigarette smoking. Why? Because nicotine is addictive. And once the addiction is established, so vaping can actually start the addiction. And so curiosity will increase and tolerance will build, and vaping becomes the gateway to more dangerous habits, not an exit.
My
Not
goodness.
an exit.
Not an
So
exit at
social
all.
media and all the propaganda that others make, bright flavors, bright colors, stylish devices, sweet flavors. If I will say the devil is just trying to put more young people into situations where it's more difficult for them to live.
To come out.
It seems harmless, and that is where the problem is. It seems as if it's a risk that it's okay. No, it is not. People say, oh, you're not blowing clouds. You are just doing tricks. It looks like fun. No, it is not fun. If only we see what is going on in the lungs, we would know that definitely this is one area that nobody should go to. So the best decision, or better decision from the two, is don't start. Don't start vaping. At all. Don't think that if you are smoking and you start vaping, it's a way to stop smoking. No, not at all. It is not a switch of habit. It is still the same thing. It is to break free from nicotine that one must get. So vaping is not harmless. It's not just flavored air. It is not a free pass from dangers of smoking. Yes, it looks modern. In fact, many times, as I've shared before, I like to go to YouTube Pines counseling sheet. Vaping is so modern, it's not there. Don't even have a discussion on it. No, not at all. It's a modern habit. So, and YouTube Pines have been around since the 1970s, so they don't have any discussion on it. It's just like smoking. In fact, when I went to look there, they began to discuss smoking. Because it damages the lungs, it's addictive. The short and long term health effects are serious. So it's a habit that we should not pick up. It's very, very harmful. So we don't want to experiment with our health.
Of
There are some
course.
experiments that are very dangerous and better not to start with it. So when we think about all of these things, and we share it with others, we are doing them a lot of good. A lot of good. So when those people who say, oh yeah, it's just my own flavor, it's just something I do. We have something original, that one and this one, and oh, try this new flavor. Don't go for it. Don't go for it. It is very, very risky. It is us. Bad as cigarette smoking. It's not something that we want to start off to start with, so that we don't now. Even when you get in the plane, they will tell you even e-cigarettes are not allowed. It's they know that it's just like smoking, and they are not going to allow it in the plane, in the airplane. You don't do e-smoking there. It is something that is definitely forbidden. It is just as bad as when we have the smoke of the cigarette itself. So they should put a label like they do on the cigarette. Cigarette smoking causes cancer and results in death. There should be a sign on all the vaping materials, what you put into the pod or the vessel and so forth. There should be a sign. I will sign for that sign that cigarette smoking, like they did for cigarette smoking, it should always be that vaping will have all the effects that cigarette smoking will have in the lungs, in the brain, in the bloodstream, going all to all the cells of the body. Once anything affects the lungs, it is so filled with danger because if we are not breathing well, what oxygen is not exchanged properly, carbon dioxide is not properly exchanged to be let go out of the body. Then what do we have? We have clouded brain. We have young people who cannot think because their brain is filled with toxic materials. So it's very dangerous to say the fact. And anybody that is thinking about it, I believe this should be a lot of help to say, don't go there. Don't go there.
No. You know, the devil is cunning, man. The devil is definitely cunning. I cannot believe that there's even nicotine there. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Man, Doc, I must thank you so much for your time. Always, always a pleasure to talk to you here on the Adventist World Radio. It is definitely a good time to say goodbye until we speak again but next week, same time and same place. Thank you and blessings.
God bless you.
Thank you so much and goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.